Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Most of us tend to like to moan and groan, not wanting to hear from celebrities about their opinions, especially politically. But, you know, we do kind of sort of listen to at least some of them. There's a new study out on the influence of celebrities when it comes to voting. Here are some of the interesting pieces and parts among all voters. 36% said that LeBron James is the celebrity who's done the most to raise awareness and motivate people to vote. Taylor Swift is second with 13%. I mean, these are very low percentages. The Rock is next at 9, followed by Oprah at 6. And then when they were asked to name the celebrity whose opinion they trusted the most regarding political or social issues, Tom Hanks came in first with 49%. The Rock is a close second at 45%. Followed by Oprah at 38 and LeBron at 32.
Interesting.
Democrats, just Democrats.
Oh, you're breaking it down now.
I'm going to break it down.
Okay.
Democrats, Oprah was number one with 55%, followed by Tom Hanks at 53, The Rock at 47, and LeBron at 44. The Republicans, there's not a lot of celebrities out there representing that side. So I don't know if it's just because the pickings are kind of slim. Or what? But Kid Rock ranked as the most influential voice with 46% of the vote.
Look at that.
Followed by Ted Nugent, 43, Tom Hanks at 42, and The Rock at 41.
See, so Tom Hanks and The Rock being edged out by Kid Rock and Ted Nugent.
Well, I don't think Tom and The Rock, are they affiliated with the Republican Party, or have they come out and even stated where they stand?
No, but I think, you know, in terms of like certain social issues, maybe they carry some influence with some people. And, you know, again, this isn't true for everyone. I mean, people are influenced by whatever they're influenced. But it is interesting that, you know, the people who rail against politics mixing or celebrities rather getting involved in politics or expressing their political views often tend to be the ones who are ranting and raving on Facebook, espousing their political views.
Yeah,
whether you like it or not, you know, they do carry some influence with some people.
Well, they at least perk your ears if there's somebody that you like that make you curious about what it is they're talking about anyway, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian here while we have some time. If you've been wanting to sneak away from the pandemic for a birthday party on a private island like Kim Kardashian, we now know how much that would cost you, and it would run about a cool $1 million.
I'm surprised that was it. I was really expecting it to be more than that.
More money than that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say where the private island is, or is it just like in the middle of wherever?
Well, the New York Post has an article on that. They say this happened over 5 days at the Brando, which is a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia.
Oh,
yes. And it's very small. It only has 35 villas.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I am
so
looking this up.
She was limited.
And look, $1 million. I mean, that's not a ton of money if you're a Kardashian. Yeah. Oh. But I'm also surprised that it wasn't more, since she basically rented the entire island, this entire resort all to herself. She chartered, and, you know, think about the other costs, too. She chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777 to get everyone there. And they could have socially distanced on the plane a bit because there were around 30 in her group. Of course, if you're throwing an island birthday bash during a raging pandemic, you're probably not too concerned about stuff like that. No one was wearing masks in any of the photos she posted. But my guess is
they say they all got tested in quarantine.
I would think she would want everybody tested. You know, she wouldn't want anybody around her that's going to pose any kind of threat to her or her family. So she probably did put him through some testing protocol. But their package included lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with the whales, a movie on the beach. A source says there was no expense spared. Kim is still getting backlash over her humble brag about the trip. And even Peter Frampton, Tri-State's own former Tri-State resident Peter Frampton.
Is he getting in on
this? He's weighing in on this. He said, quote, "Are you that insensitive you don't realize this is not what the majority of people during the worst COVID spike yet want to hear? People are going to food banks, not private islands." Kim has apparently seen the criticism because yesterday she tweeted, quote, "Now that I have your attention, this is a reminder to vote."
Oh.
6 days.
It looks beautiful. They have a website, thebrando.com.
Yeah,
it is incredible.
Well, guess what? That trip was just free because she tweeted it.
Yeah.
If she's talking about where she's at, if she gets free hair for life.
Oh, yeah.
From one tweet.
Well, and it's not just her, like all these other people, like Chloe was there and Kim was there and not Kylie, but Kendall was there. And they're all talking about
sure.
it.
I know. And now we all want to go to the Brando. If we ever come into that kind of
yeah,
money.
Never.
And by the way, despite all the criticism, she has continued to post photos of the trip, including one with her sisters where they're wearing bikinis.
Yeah.
A lot of people are claiming they think it looks Photoshopped because Kim's right arm looks like it just completely disappears.
I mean, what would people prefer? The people that are really upset and complaining about, you know, what she's posting, what would they prefer she do? Either go silent or do they want her, you know, preaching about masks or what?
I guess I can make the argument that if you're going to post and if you're going to promote yourself, then at least do something positive for other people in the process. So, you know, maybe take a portion of that money and donate it to a handful of food banks and find some way where you're making a measurable impact on those who have lost their jobs or lost the major breadwinner in the family or
are
struggling in one way or
another. Totally. I totally agree with that.
She's got a lot of opportunities.
And she's got a lot of money there. I mean, not saying that she's got to donate it all, but maybe she could go do a little charity work and, you know, Instagram about that.
Well,
and maybe that will encourage
people
to do stuff.
Well, she can't win there, though, either, because maybe she is doing that stuff and we just don't know, because that is a kick in the pants, too, because whenever you have a celebrity that goes on and says, "I just donated $1 million to the food bank."
Right.
Then people are like, "Oh, look at that brag."
Yeah.
You can't win.
From overseas, with coronavirus cases rising, Russia is putting a new safety protocol in place.
Russia is introducing a national mask mandate. People in this country are going to have to wear masks when they're in public spaces, on public transports, in parking lots, and inside elevators.
It's too bad. Now we won't be able to see all those famous Russian smiles.
For her 40th birthday, Kim Kardashian rented an island and brought everyone she knows to it. This is the post that got everyone crazy. She wrote, "After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is." For those of you who spent your birthday this year eating a ding-dong alone in your apartment, Kim Kardashian is humbly reminded, so.
All right, 6:42, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Heavy rain today. We got downpours, flooding concerns, of course, high of 54. We don't expect that rain to really taper off until after 11 o'clock tonight, close to midnight. Right now, 54 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So Chelsea Handler has not been quiet about her attraction to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I've heard that from a lot of women.
In the pan. Yeah, I mean, there was in the beginning thought, hey, this guy's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Just this month, she said that she had developed, quote, strong and deep sexual feelings for him.
Whoa.
Turned out Andrew may not share those strong and deep feelings on The View. Chelsea was on The View yesterday talking about it.
First of all, he's like a big, giant, he came in like the Incredible Hulk, right? You know, we needed somebody to come on the scene. We were so dehydrated for real leadership that when he came on the scene, you know, looking like this big Italian hunk, I was like, oh my, he's like, wear a mask. I'm like, I'll wear a mask. I'll put a mask on every part of my body. I want to flatten your curve and you can flatten my curve and then we can both apex together. I do want you to follow up on something with him for me, ladies, if you wouldn't mind, because I did have a conversation with Cuomo a few months ago and I did ask him out on a date. And he did say yes, and then I never heard from him.
Oh.
But how did he say yes?
Right. Sure.
Like, you know, yeah, we'll see, or we could, yeah, that maybe. It's like, I don't know.
It's like Whoopi's laugh in the background.
Yeah, that's pretty classic.
I mean, was it an emphatic yes? You know, there are different types of yeses. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I wonder if he was like, I'll call you, and that was it.
We'll put something together.
He's been very busy.
Right.
So maybe he's thinking when the pandemic is over.
Maybe he thought she wasn't being serious.
Yeah, you kind of don't know with her.
Oh.
Correct.
Oh, you're serious. Yeah.
I'm sure he loves being called out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's see what he does now.
Yeah. Ball's in his court.
Because, you know, if he still doesn't really, well, then we know how he feels about her, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now every reporter on the planet that's next to him is going to be like, tell us about the COVID numbers. What do you think about Chelsea Handler asking you out on a date?
So let me tell you about our COVID numbers. Just to change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger are very close to becoming the most sacked quarterbacks of all time.
Well, that's what happens when you're in the league for 200 years.
True.
When you're 47 and you're Ben Roethlisberger.
You do it long enough. You're lucky enough to do it long
Tom Brady.
Enough. Yeah, according to ESPN, Brett Favre holds the all-time record. He was sacked 525 times.
Dang.
Think of what each of those sacks felt like.
Right.
John Elway is second with 516. Roethlisberger is third at 511. And Brady is close behind in fourth with 508. And he'll probably surpass Roethlisberger and John Elway, you know, considering, oh, I don't know. We'll see. Considering how this season plays out. But, yeah, the only other active quarterback in the top 10 is Aaron Rodgers, who's in 10th with 455. I mean, as much as it would be fun to say that opponents just enjoy sacking these quarterbacks more than others, being on the list is mostly just a longevity thing. You're right. I mean, Favre played 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger is in his 17th. Brady is in his 21st, although he only played in one game in two of those seasons.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
dang, that's crazy. A long time that's to play
impressive.
Football.
That's getting the crap beat out of you for a very long time.
It really is. And, and in at number 7 already is Joe Burrows.
Not surprised. Did you guys see the Bengals traded Carlos Dunlap yesterday? Mm-hmm.
See you later, bud.
I don't want to be here. That's fine.
He said his house was for sale, and on Wednesday, I guess they told him, don't come. Just don't show up today. We're going to deal with you later.
I like that they did that. I like that they're like, you don't want to be here. See you later. Bye.
Right.
So this shouldn't come as a huge shock to you, but when you buy video content from Amazon Prime, you don't necessarily own it forever. There's a woman who filed a class action lawsuit against Amazon earlier this year for unfair competition and false advertising because she's claiming that the company secretly reserves the right and a customer's access to content that they purchased.
Correct.
And Amazon's response to that is, it's no secret. When you buy digital content, what you're actually paying for is a limited license. And that content may become unavailable if a third-party rights holder revokes or modifies Amazon's license.
Yeah, it's still shady, though.
It is. I agree. Amazon also points out that this is in the site's user agreement, which everybody reads, right?
Right.
And it's presented to customers every time they buy digital content, whether you read it or not. You're bound by it. So I guess kind of the lesson is going into the holidays is maybe if there is a favorite movie out there, buy it on DVD.
Well, it's a similar deal with Apple iTunes, too, because remember like actor Bruce Willis got all pissed off a number of years ago when he found out that because he was trying to transfer like all these songs that he and his family had downloaded on their iPods, and I guess they only allow a certain amount of devices that you can transfer those to before the license expires or runs out. And, you know, because they're the Willis family, I guess they had attempted to transfer to one too many devices, and the license ran out. And he's like, hey, where are all my songs? I paid for these songs. I bought these songs.
Yeah. Fighting on principle, probably. They're not necessarily.
But I'm with him. I mean, you know, the operative word here is buy.
Right.
And when you start getting into the technicalities of what exactly you're buying, right, buy versus rent.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Anyway. What else? You got anything else?
Oh, there's a sum, but we could save it till later.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.